by now. I wonder what we're doing wrong. And you start praying from the place of insecurity and intimidation and human mindset instead of the position you've been granted in Christ by grace, instead of the authority, the name of Jesus, instead of just staying on that thing, you must bow. He is Lord, you are not. You know what I mean? And then we start trying to pray a better prayer. We emphasize our voice. We dig in. We get a little more spiritual. We pray another scripture. Come on, we do all this stuff. Let's just admit it. And then once we've prayed everything, we're like, oops, all out of prayers. Anybody got one? Shoo. See, it's not us. It's Him. It's His finished work. The only reason they're healed is because of Jesus. We minister Jesus. We minister love. We are the ministers of the revelation of that truth, God's will to heal. But because we haven't seen people healed and there's been loss and failure and heartbreak and a lot. But honestly, and I've been hitting this for weeks and weeks and weeks. And if we're humble and just admit it, we'll know it's right. Usually we pray because we're in need. And usually we pray because we're afraid. And usually we pray because we're desperate and we're in trouble. And we pray and it seems normal. Of course that's how we pray. That's not how we pray. We're to pray from the position of the kingdom, of covenant, of restoration and redemption, from the position of promise. The problem should never take us to God. God should face the problem in us and hit the problem. It's from promise that we pray, not problem. You get it? Because if you're driven by need, you'll be moved by fear. Faith doesn't work through fear. Faith works through love. And love casts out fear. So when we're in trouble, we see the situation from His perspective. It comforts our heart, gives us faith.